Flavours of the Week
with Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
And it's Steph Moon time. Good evening, Steph.
Hey, evening, Will.
And, you know, here we are. We're at the end of January almost. Just a few more days to go.
Are you struggling with your diet, Will?
I am. I'm going away for a night at the start of February just to have a celebration. I've tried so hard in January to be good, and I've been doing all the fitness thing, and I'm just going to let go in February
and
have a few bevvies and have a night out, having a meal, and looking forward to that one.
Oh, that'll be good.
But we're still on with the healthy food, Steph. You say to me that you're bringing in another healthy dish tonight.
Well, this dish is a dish of many parts. So what we have got here, Will, and I don't know about you, but the thing I've really struggled with is nibbles.
Yes.
You know, I can open a packet of Pringles and damn near eat the lot.
Well, do you know what I struggle with the most? Biscuits.
No, you see, I'm not a biscuit. You see, salty things.
We have a biscuit jar at home.
And no!
Honestly, it's just literally and a cup of tea on an evening and I miss dunking in three or four. You know what I mean, Steph?
Well, for me, if I'm sat at home watching, I don't know, a film or something on TV, I want something to chew on. And this is what I've brought you, Will. So, what we have here, these are healthy nibbles.
What are these crisps, Steph?
So, we have got, these are low-fat wraps, you know, like a sandwich wrap.
Yeah.
But they're low-fat, and what we've done is we've stamped them out in a shape, so these are all in cut into circles. We've crisped them in the oven, and all I'm serving them with is a very simple dip, which is a jar of pickled beetroot drained off, and a whole carton of low-fat cottage cheese. And you blend the two together. That's all it is. So it's actually
that
very healthy.
That tastes very good. I was just going to say, are you sure that is healthy?
It is. Now these are little bullets, these are chickpeas, Will. And if ever you've had a bean stew or something like that, you'll know all about chickpeas. But these are roasted in one of the things I got for Christmas was an Actifry.
Right.
And what this is, it looks like a spaceman's helmet, this thing. But all you do is you can drain off a can of chickpeas, pop them in your Actifry, stick in a tablespoon of smoked paprika, a tablespoon of turmeric, a tablespoon of coriander or something like that, ground, three ground spices, and a bit of salt, and they taste a bit like the sensation of eating a salted peanut, but they don't taste like nuts, do they?
No.
But they don't taste bad. They're like curried, crispy nibbles.
I'm not a big fan of nuts, but I quite like these.
Yeah. And there's, again, very, very healthy, very low, well, no fat, zero fat in there. Whereas if you were getting some salted peanuts, that's loaded in fats and salt and all sorts. There's hardly any salt in there. And there's no fat, so that's another good news. And then the last one, Will, this is a healthy one, but a healthy one that's a bit more meaty.
Right.
So what we've got is some lean minced beef, and all we've done is we've mixed it with some kofta spices, so cumin, coriander, we've got some sesame in there, we've mixed it all together, and we've bound it without any egg or anything, and just roasted it off, and then served it with a natural yogurt with some cucumber and some chopped spring onions.
You see,
that's it.
I've got to say, big fan of that. I'm a big fan of the meat there, but I don't like the natural yogurt, and that's not really my thing. It's a little bit too out there for me, that.
Yeah. Now, if that's not your thing, maybe like a healthy chutney or a dip. You could use some tomatoes, roast those down, make like a tomato spicy sauce. Even just some low-fat mayonnaise.
Can I ask you a question? And I've asked you this on the show before. Is hummus healthy? Because we're talking about nibbles.
No!
Is it not?
No.
Even the low-fat hummus. Well, reduced-fat hummus.
That's the better one.
Obviously, but...
But the amount of oil in hummus is scary.
Really? Mm. Is it just not... Is it a no-go, really?
People look at it and it's light brown, generally. And it looks healthy, and it looks healthy in a tub, and you think, oh, I'll get that, and I'll get some crisps, and I'll dip it, and it's, or even some carrot sticks or something. That's a little bit healthier, but that hummus, if it's a low-fat one, yes, you have to count the calories and blah, 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 but I don't know about you, Will, I struggle counting calories. I'm a chef, and I just want to eat the food and get on and cook.
Yeah.
But with this... I think with hummus, it's one of those, the fats in it are disguised. It's a bit like mayonnaise. It looks kind of healthy, but actually it's really loaded in oil, and that's not healthy. So you've just got to look for the right ones, go for the healthier version, and maybe not eat as much.
Okay, well, yeah. That's that there. And the nibbles tonight, absolutely fantastic. But finally, just, you know, you'd serve them type of thing when you've got people coming round to your house for some champagne, yeah. That type of thing.
Well, I actually, yes, but I would say more sit down and watch a movie with your family or just chill out and, you know, something to eat in the car. Maybe not the one that you dip, but, you know, the little chickpeas, you could have a handful of those in the car as you're going along. Because I do a lot of driving, I sort of have to have a few things to nibble in the car. And that's a great one because it's zero fat.
Lovely. Okay, Steph, thank you very much.
Good
and
to see you, Will.
I'll see you in February.
Yay! Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week. On Stray FM.